Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Today we're talking about Mother's Day, which I found actually happens on different days for the two of us.
It's true.
In the UK, it's the fourth Sunday in Lent. Okay, which if you're not sure what Lent is a Christian festival where people give stuff up. And the fourth Sunday in Lent usually falls in the middle of March.
Right.
Which means this year I've already celebrated it.
Okay, well not for me.
Okay.
Mother's Day in Canada is actually celebrated on the second Sunday in May.
Right. Okay, and that's the same day as the American Mother's Day?
That, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure it
pretty
is.
Pretty sure.
Okay, it makes sense. In England, we have an older tradition called Mothering Sunday, which involved people going back to their mother church, their home region church where they grew up.
Okay.
So when the Mother's Day concept came up in America, we kind of included it and put it on that day.
So it's basically based on a religious premise.
A religious thing to start off with. Now we kind of celebrate it the way that most people do. And we're talking about celebrating it in today's article, which is a conversation between Pat and Angeline. They're discussing what they can do on Mother's Day this year. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Reading. Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
A Mother's Day meal for Mom. Pat is checking his calendar.
Hey, Angeline, are you available next Sunday?
Why? Are you planning to ask me out on a date?
Ha ha, very funny. Actually, it's Mother's Day.
That's right. I'm glad you reminded me.
I want to do something special for my mom, but I have no idea what she'll like.
This year, we're taking my mom and grandma to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Why did you decide to do that?
Well, they cook for us every day, so we wanted to give them a break for a day.
I'd like to do that, but I'm a bit low on funds right now.
Maybe you can cook a meal for your mom at home instead.
That's a great idea. But there's one problem. I'm a terrible cook.
Well, I guess I could meet you at the market and help you out.
Thanks. You're a lifesaver.
Pat is relieved and gives Angeline a high five.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Pat is checking his calendar.
Hey, Angeline, are you available next Sunday?
Why? Are you planning to ask me out on a date?
Ha ha, very funny. Actually, it's Mother's Day.
That's right. I'm glad you reminded me.
I want to do something special for my mom, but I have no idea what she'll like.
This year, we're taking my mom and grandma to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Why did you decide to do that?
Well, they cook for us every day, so we wanted to give them a break for a day.
I'd like to do that, but I'm a bit low on funds right now.
Maybe you can cook a meal for your mom at home instead.
That's a great idea. But there's one problem. I'm a terrible cook.
Well, I guess I could meet you at the market and help you out.
Thanks. You're a lifesaver.
Pat is relieved and gives Angeline a high five.
So, our article is going to begin with some description, and it says, Pat is checking his calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a calendar is usually used to show dates, mm-hmm. and it also helps you organize yourself. Many people use calendars on walls or desks, and they're made of paper or card.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, these days, a lot of people will use the calendars on their cell phones or on their computers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have little notes that remind them when they need to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about calendar, we could be talking about either thing.
Right. Well, our article is going to begin today with Pat asking Angeline a question. He says, Hey, Angeline, are you available next Sunday?
Hang on, what's Pat up to here? What am I up to?
Wonder if he's about to ask her on a date.
Could
well,
be.
We saw the word available here, and available is an adjective. It's spelled A-V-A-I-L-A-B-L-E. Now, if someone is available, they are not busy and therefore able to do something. For example, we might say, I can't attend that meeting because I'm not available that morning.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
it's just you're not free, or
right.
you are free if you are available.
Mm-hmm.
Angeline, I think she's got the idea of this as well. She says,
mm-hmm.
why are you planning to ask me out on a date?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember back
in... She must have heard about Laura.
Yeah, back mm-hmm. in April, you know, Laura kind of teased Pat for April Fool's Day, so maybe Pat is now looking to move his affections somewhere else.
Right.
He used the phrase, or Angeline rather, used the phrase, ask somebody out,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you ask someone out, you invite that person to take part in an activity or spend time together, maybe eating dinner or drinking coffee, seeing a movie. And we kind of use it when we're romantically interested in that person
mm-hmm.
and you want to spend some time with them and kind of hopefully become a couple. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so it's not just a friend, hey, let's go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit more personal than that. For example, Helen is such a pretty girl that guys ask her out all the time.
Oh, she must be beautiful then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pat responds and he says, ha ha, very funny.
Hmm.
Actually, it's Mother's Day. It's being Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Angeline says, that's right. I'm glad you reminded me. She's maybe she's had a plan. She's remembered it. I'm
mm-hmm.
glad you reminded me. She's happy that Pat reminded her.
Mm-hmm.
Remind is a verb spelled R-E-M-I-N-D, remind. And to remind somebody of something means to cause someone to remember something or to just take note of
mm-hmm.
something. So I'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. For example, the teacher reminded the students that their assignments were due on Friday. So remember,
uh-oh.
Hand them in, don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they don't. Pat says to Angeline, I want to do something special for my mom,
aww.
But I have no idea what she'll like.
Oh, come on, Pat. Sort it out. She's known you all your life. You've known her for many years. You must have some kind of idea how to make your mom feel special or loved on that day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also not hard to find ideas online or something.
You know,
like
actually,
that.
My mom is the hardest person for me to buy Christmas gifts for. Brothers, easy. Dad, easy. Friends, generally easy. Mom,
difficult.
Okay. I have to really put some thought into that one.
Interesting.
So maybe that's why. Angeline says, this year, we're taking my mom and grandma, of course, she's a mother
mm-hmm.
as well, and
yep.
she's been one for longer, taking my mom and grandma to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Ooh.
Sounds good.
That does sound good.
A buffet, B-U-F-F-E-T. You don't pronounce the T, it's
mm-hmm.
buffet, okay? B-U-F-F-E-T, but the T is silent. Anyway, this is a meal or a kind of restaurant where there are many choices of food and guests can serve themselves. So
mm-hmm.
there's not somebody bringing out plates and stuff. You take your plate and you put stuff on it. Taiwan has many vegetarian buffets, and as a vegetarian, I'm quite grateful for them because I can go there, take what I want, and I know it's not meat.
Mm-hmm. Now, we also saw all you can eat
mm-hmm.
as an adjective phrase. All those words there are connected
mm-hmm.
by hyphens. Now, an all you can eat is an offer at a restaurant where you pay a fixed amount of money and can eat as much as you like. For example, many hot pot restaurants in Taiwan are all you can eat.
And it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm, but they're my favorite.
That's
because
so
you
good.
Can get all the meat and all the vegetables and all the ice cream.
All the ice cream, that's mm-hmm. it. You can just go there and sit there and eat Haagen-Dazs until mm-hmm. you explode. Okay. Yeah that's yeah. an all you can eat. You could also do one at a hotel where you go in and
yep.
you pay some money
mm-hmm.
and you can just keep going and you can just keep eating it
yep.
until you're done.
You just use a new plate every time. Go and get whatever
yes.
you want.
Sometimes you can order extra stuff
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you can say what are the specials. Maybe you can pick some ingredients and the
Yum.
Chef will cook them up for you,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Yeah.
And but you don't have to pay any extra for any of that. It's just one price. For as much as you want. A small amount, large amount, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to that. So, Angeline is taking her mum and grandma to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Pat asks, why did you decide to do that? Why was that your idea? Why did you go to a restaurant, that kind of restaurant?
Mm-hmm. She's got a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Angeline says, well, they cook for us every day, so we wanted to give them a break for a day. They
nice.
And them being her mom and her grandmother.
Mm.
Now, the phrase, give somebody a break, that we saw there, means to allow someone to stop doing what they are doing. Often by taking over and doing that task for a while, so that person can rest and doesn't have to do that job for a bit. So Angeline's going to take over the cooking by actually bringing them to a restaurant.
Yeah, maybe she's not going to do it
mm-hmm.
herself, but it'll mean they don't have to cook for that
right.
day.
So, for example, we could say the students were working hard, so their teacher gave them a 5-minute break.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
they could stop working and not have to work. Now, in this case, the teacher didn't take over the work,
mm-hmm.
which is a shame,
mm-hmm.
but that's still giving the students a break.
Yeah, they had a little time to relax.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So Pat says, I'd like to do that. You know, that sounds a really good idea,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a bit low
mm-hmm.
on funds right now. Okay.
Right.
Now, funds, and this is almost always a plural when we use it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is always a plural when we use it like this. It's spelled F-U-N-D-S, and the S
okay.
is always there. Okay, it's the amount of money you have available, or free
mm-hmm.
if you remember that word, the amount of money you have to spend on a particular thing at a particular time.
Mm.
Okay, I don't have the funds to afford this new computer game.
Right,
meaning
well,
I don't have the money to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to go and earn it, I'd have to wait, maybe save some
mm-hmm.
more, make some more. So what Pat's saying is I'm a bit low on funds to take my parents to a buffet.
Right.
Meaning he doesn't have enough money to take them there and pay for them to eat.
Okay, well, we also saw the phrase be low on
mm-hmm.
in that sentence, and it means to not have a lot of something.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this case, Pat is saying he's low on funds, or he doesn't have a lot of funds.
Mm-hmm.
Another example we could use is, I'm low on energy right now. I should probably take a rest.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Angeline then says, maybe you can cook a meal for your mom at home instead, okay?
Oh.
Don't go and spend all this money on a buffet
mm-hmm.
restaurant because you don't have the money, you're too low on funds. Maybe you can cook something.
Okay.
That'll be nice. That'll yeah. be a great treat.
Yeah, vegetables and food in the markets are
mm-hmm.
usually a lot cheaper than in restaurants.
Should be.
So, well, Pat says, that's a great idea, but there's one problem.
Mm.
I'm a terrible cook. Oh.
That's not true, but in the article it is.
Okay.
Angeline says, well, I guess I could meet you at the market and help you out.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Yeah, they're going to go somewhere. Aww. And here we use the phrase help somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it just means help. Help someone out means the same as help, to assist someone with something.
Okay.
Here's an example sentence for that. I asked my mother to help me out with my math homework.
Hmm.
To help me with my math homework.
What if I asked someone to help me out when I'm moving to a new house? Does
okay.
that work?
Yeah, because that means someone will be helping you carry things, move things, lift things, and just do that sort of work so you don't have to do it all.
Hmm, that sounds like a perfect idea. Well, Pat says, thanks. You're a lifesaver.
Mm.
Now, we see the word lifesaver spelled L-I-F-E-S-A-V-E-R, and that's our shortcut for you today. So let's find the video and find out more about what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Whoa, excuse me, you dropped your ID card.
Oh, really? Oh. Wow, thanks. You're a real lifesaver.
I didn't save your life.
To be a lifesaver means you have helped a lot.
I get it. Lifesaver is 救星.
Exactly. You're a lifesaver for finding my card.
It was nothing. I'm not a real lifesaver.
Seriously, thank you. Hey, watch out. There's a rat on your shoe.
Ooh, thanks for telling me that. You're a lifesaver.
Well, that's true, I guess.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Mm-hmm.
So a lifesaver is someone who helps you out at an important moment.
Yeah, so we could use it for a real, actual lifesaver, like someone who stops you and pulls you out of a river when you're going to drown.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're just like, oh no, my cell phone's out of battery and I need to make a call.
Mm-hmm.
Erin says, here, use my phone.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lifesaver. She hasn't actually saved my life, but she's helped me out a great deal.
Okay.
So Pat is relieved and gives Angeline a high five. Okay, relieved, R-E-L-I-E-V-E-D, relieved. If you're relieved, you're happy that something unpleasant has not happened or has ended. For example, I was relieved when the teacher told us he wouldn't give us any homework that day.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah,
I feel good too.
Very relieved. And as you saw, a high five, which everybody should know, is when you put your hand up and two people slap hands like that. That is a high five. So you got five fingers up there.
Right.
If you consider your thumb as a finger, which is an argument for another time. What we're going to do now, though, is finish the article. We're done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back tomorrow. But right now, it's time for us to go to our For You Chat question.
Great.
For You Chat.
Well, it's time for our For You Chat question, and our For You Chat question today is, what did you do for your mother last Mother's Day?
Can I take the fifth?
Oh.
No, probably not. Okay. To be honest, probably last Mother's Day, I suspect I only maybe sent her a quick message. I might have given her a call around then to say, I think if my grandmother was there with my mum at the time, I would have made a point of trying to Skype call them and talk to them. But it's difficult to actually do something for them when they're hundreds of miles away in another country that's got an 8-hour time difference. So, when I was in the UK, we might take my mum out for a meal. When we were kids, we used to make her breakfast in bed. But that's maybe get her a card or flowers. That's probably about all. How about you?
Maybe this is a good reminder for you to do something this year. For me, personally,
it's already happened.
It's also difficult for me to do something for Mother's Day. But last year, I sent my mother flowers.
Oh, nice.
I went online and I ordered them and I had them delivered to her house.
And think of that.
They were such a big surprise when they showed up, and my mother, she called me straight away and she said, did you send me flowers?
Oh, bless.
But the nice thing is that I also did it for my grandmother.
Which
was even a bigger surprise.
Yeah, I feel like I have to compete with my two younger brothers to maybe just, you know, because I don't want to be the favorite here. This is how brothers work. I've kind of got to win, so maybe I need to sort something out this time. Or, given it was March for the British people, next time. Okay, well, we've got Pat in the article. He's all set up to cook a meal for his mom for Mother's Day. Angeline's going to help him out. They're going to meet at the supermarket or the market to get some stuff. Join us tomorrow to find out what happens. See you then. Bye for now.
a Mother's Day meal for Mom. Pat is checking his calendar.
Hey, Angeline, are you available next Sunday?
Why? Are you planning to ask me out on a date?
Ha ha, very funny. Actually, it's Mother's Day.
That's right. I'm glad you reminded me.
I want to do something special for my mom, but I have no idea what she'll like.
This year, we're taking my mom and grandma to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Why did you decide to do that?
Well, they cook for us every day, so we wanted to give them a break for a day.
I'd like to do that, but I'm a bit low on funds right now.
Maybe you can cook a meal for your mom at home instead.
That's a great idea. But there's one problem. I'm a terrible cook.
Well, I guess I could meet you at the market and help you out.
Thanks. You're a lifesaver.
Pat is relieved and gives Angeline a high five.
Vocabulary review.
Available. Joe and Mary have asked us if we are available for dinner on Friday. Remind. Kelly's mom reminded her that she had to see the dentist after school. Buffet. I like going to buffets because there is always a large number of dishes to choose from. Funds. Could you lend me $1,000 NT dollars? I'm a little short on funds. Relieved. Michael felt relieved after he had finished his final exams.